dir, wie great Zchus this Shabbos to read the Parsha of Kisetze. And the Parsha begins with a fascinating, somewhat enigmatic halacha, known as the Yifas Torah. Torah says, Kisetze lemelchama aleivecha, when you will go out, if you will go out to war against your enemies, unisano Hashem alokecha biyadecha, Hashem will deliver your enemies into your hands, will be successful in your military endeavors, vishavisa shivyo, and you will take captives. And the Torah says, v'ra'isa bashivyo ishes Yifas Torah, you will find amongst the captives a beautiful woman. V'chashak daba, you will desire her. V'lakachta lecha l'isha, you will take her as a wife. And the Torah then goes on to describe the interesting halachos concerning the war bride. A Jewish soldier goes out to war, finds an attractive woman from amongst the enemy camp, desires to take her as a wife. The Torah outlines the process ultimately for bringing her into his home, the ultimate conversion. This is fascinating on a variety of levels, and Rashi HaKadosh already points out, Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara, that ultimately, again, the Torah, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because He created us, understands our abilities and also understands our limitations. And therefore, Rashi HaKadosh is teaching us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving an allowance for this practice, recognizing that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't permit it, the soldier will not be able to resist the temptation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a permitted avenue to channel these carnal desires so that a person doesn't end up committing an act that ultimately will totally make him lose his spirituality. Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands the soldier is going to want this woman, and in reality, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really understands is that even if he tells the soldier, it's usur, it is prohibited, the soldier will transgress. See, the deeper psychology of this is that in order to wage war, man has to unlock certain animalistic powers and prowess. And once those powers are unlocked, then ultimately, again, it's difficult just to shut them down on the turn of a dime. So man has to go out to war and take life and kill, which calls upon certain animalistic, like we said before, powers and prowess. And therefore, again, that desire for this woman is going to be so overwhelming as well that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the soldier a permitted channel, ultimately, again, to take her. Now, again, it's a process, and it results in her ultimate conversion. It results in her becoming a Jewish woman. It is clear from the psukim that follow that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, Chazal, discourage this process intensely, for they understand that it will not ultimately work out well. V'araya, the proof to that is, the section that immediately follows, is if a man has two wives, one that he loves, one that he doesn't love, children that he loves, children that he doesn't love, follows on the heels of the Ben Soremo, the rebellious son. You see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, I'm permitting this to you, almost kiviyochel because I don't have a choice. But it is a very, very, very bad idea for you and for the quality of the fabric of your family going forward. Many pick up in the Sfarim, in Hasidic literature, so there's much written about this phrase, Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara. So on a basic level, again, as we said before, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving this allowance because he understands that in this circumstance, the soldier will not be able to combat the Yetzer Hara. But the Sfarim bring down that embedded in this mitzvah, or in this section of Yifas Torah of the war bride, is an incredible lesson about our internal struggles as well. So the Shla, the Shnei Luchos HaBris, the Shla HaKadosh, says something so beautiful. He writes, B'milchemes HaYetzer HaKasov Medaber. The Torah is teaching us about how to combat our Yetzer Hara. The Olam Yargiz Adam Tov al Yetzer Hara. Quotes over the Gemara Masechas Brachos that a person has to always, literally, Yargiz means like awaken your Yetzer Tov, your good inclination over your evil inclination. So what the Rebbe, what the Shlok is pointing out of here is something amazing. Ki seitzi lemelchama alevecha, kishetizkara melchama b'yetzer hara, unisano shem lekecha b'yadecha. So first of all, there are a number of lessons, says the Shlok. Number one, ki seitzi lemelchama alevecha, when you go out to war against your enemy. Again, the Shlok's understanding over here that the enemy is a reference not to an external enemy, but to the enemy within, the Yetzer Hara. Lesson number one, ki seitzi lemelchama alevecha, when it comes to your ruchnius, when it comes to your spiritual well-being, when it comes to combating the Yetzer Hara, do not fight defensive battles. Go on the offense. Ki seitzei lamilchama olevecha. Go out on the offense. You see, my friends, the great challenge that we often have is that we're often on the spiritual defensive. The Yetzer Hara attacks, the Yetzer Hara harms, the Yetzer Hara handicaps us, and we're trying now to scramble to not fall down into the abyss of spiritual failure. That is not how a person becomes spiritually successful. Spiritual success requires an offensive battle. The best defense is a strong offense. Ki seitzei lamilchama aleivecha. Don't wait for the Yetzer Hara to engage you, but go out and strengthen yourself. Go out and wage the battle even before the Yetzer Hara has the opportunity to get up and attack. That's lesson number one. Go on the offensive in your ruchnius. Do not wait for the Yetzer Hara to come and attack you. You go out and attack it. La'olam yargiz adam Yetzer Tova Yetzer Hara. Go on the spiritual offensive in life. Build yourself. Make yourself stronger. Figure out where you need to grow. Proactively figure out your areas of weakness and devise a plan ultimately to bolster yourself. What's the next part? The pasuk says, Hashem will deliver your enemies into your hands. Ki haba l'taher misayin lo. An incredibly beautiful lesson. The Shulah says, Chodesh Baruch Hu tells us, if you go on the offensive against the Yetzer Hara, I know you can't do it alone, but if you start the battle, I will help you finish it. If you start the battle, I will help you finish it. At the end of the day, Chodesh Baruch Hu recognizes that our reach goes only so far. Our abilities go only so far. We only have a certain amount of strength. And the truth is, the challenges that we face are very often overwhelming. All that Kodesh Baruch Hu says is, you go out to battle. Ki seitzei lamilchama aleivecha, and if you do your part, unisana Hashem Elokecha biyadecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu will help. And if I put in my effort, and I have a Kodesh Baruch Hu's help, what's the end of the pasuk? Visha visa shivyo. Not only will I be successful, but I will take the Yetzer Hara captive. Not only will I be successful, but I will be able to subdue, not totally vanquish, not eradicate, but at least take captive my Yetzer Hara. So the Shlach Kodesh says that in this pasuk of Yifas Toar, in this pasuk concerning the war bride, Kodesh Baruch Hu is teaching us such a profound lesson for day-to-day successful living. In the realm of spirituality, don't be on the defensive. Be a spiritually proactive individual. Go on the offense. Go out. Don't wait for the Yetzer Hara to attack. But each and every day, build yourself stronger. Each and every day, bolster yourself a little bit more. Kadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that we can't do it on our own. But if I begin the offensive battle, Unisano Hashem Elokecha biyadecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help me. My hishtaglus, my effort, combined ultimately with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, Vishavisa Shivyo, will allow me ultimately again to be successful. But I want to end off with one more Hosafa, one more piece. Because the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh makes an amazing observation. And the Baal Shem Tov writes that if you look at the wording of the pasuk, he says, Ki seitzei lamilchama aleivecha, meaning, it's singular. Baal Shem Tov says, Lashin Yochid. He says, why is it phrased in the singular? It should be, Ki seitzu lamilchama aleivecha, aleivechem. When you go out, you, plural, go out to war against your enemies, plural, or enemy, or it could be enemy or enemies. But the idea is, Ki seitzu, when you, plural, go out. Why does it say, Ki seitzei, when you singular go out to battle? And the Baal Shem Tov says, Kol yachid mi Yisrael ein lo oyev gadol mi Yitzru hara. And the Baal Shem Tov goes on to explain something so incredibly beautiful. You see, my friends, we each have our own battle. We each have our own milchama. My milchama, my war with my Yitzru is not like yours, and your war with your Yitzru is not like mine. We each have our own struggles. We each have our own difficulties. We each have our own moments of success. And yes, we each suffer our own failures. But the playbook is the same for each of us. even though we all struggle differently, the way we address those struggles is the same. Ki seitze lamilchama olaivecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, be spiritually proactive. Don't wait for the problems to start before I start building myself spiritually. Build yourself stronger each and every day. Go out on the offense against the Yetzirah every day. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know that you, each of us, we can't win our battles on our own. Because some of us face challenges that are just so profoundly overwhelming. Some of us face challenges within ourselves. Some of us face challenges because of our life circumstances. Some of us face challenges because of other people in our lives. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you go out on the offensive. I know you can't do it by yourself. But it's okay. If you start, I will help you. My proactive efforts, my going on the offensive, coupled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assistance in waging my personal battle, has one result, says the Torah HaKadosha, Vishavisa Shivyo, that we will be successful in our battles in the Milchama of life. May we be Zochem Yerz Hashem to internalize these beautiful words of the Shla HaKadosh, of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, go on the offensive in life, bolster ourselves proactively, spiritually, put in the effort we can, and recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will partner with us, and may we succeed success in all of the milchamos, in all of the battles of life. Wishing everyone a wonderful, beautiful, and uplifting Shabbos.